Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel and the all-new MNC Nation. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. It is Tuesday, and that means it is Tuesday Tithe with Pastor Lucas Miles. Pastor Miles, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Hanging in there, man. You have been traveling around, dude. You've done some stuff. Tell us, what have you been doing? You're what, on TV or something like that? Not that long ago? What's going on?
I am currently in Dallas, stuck at DFW, trying to get to Salt Lake City. We're filming a documentary out there on progressive Christianity tomorrow. But we were down at the, DC for a thing called the Council for the National Policy. Mm-hmm. And really incredible event, kind of a think tank for a lot of conservative thinkers. Had some great speakers this year, got to network with some people and really see what they're working on. And then from there, we went down to Orlando for the National Religious Broadcasters. It's the largest broadcasters gathering of faith and conservative media. So there's probably close to, I would guess, 4,000, 5,000 people that show up to one of those. Kind of like a CPAC, but Christian, you know, focus on the messaging. And Seattle, a lot of the conservative, you know, shows there too, but all your major kind of faith outlets. My show, Church and State, won Program of the Year.
Oh, congratulations!
Super excited about that. And yeah, then we did a little soft launch with Newsmax on the new book, Woke Jesus. It officially comes out next week, but they did kind of an internal launch with a lot of the media personalities down there and gave away some free books and everything else.
That's awesome, man! Congratulations on winning that. It's well deserved. It's a good show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. What are we gonna possibly talk about?
Well, okay, so I woke up today and I look on Twitter and I see that it's blowing up with this conversation about Chick-fil-A having a DEI
I'm
officer.
So glad you brought up Chick-fil-A, because I didn't bring up Chick-fil-A at the beginning of the show with the other stuff about it. But yeah, and so, okay, tell everybody what's happening with Chick-fil-A.
So I'm still kind of doing a dive into this. From the best I can tell, that they have a DEI officer. It looks like when it first broke, it was like a new hire. I think the guy's been in this position, it looks like, for about a year.
Yeah, I remember when they hired him. When they hired him and it being a problem and me saying, hey, keep an eye on Chick-fil-A because this guy has he's got some question marks in his resume.
And I think that, you know, it sounds like he might have been with the company for a little bit. They kind of brought him internally from this position, just, you know, to take over the DEI stuff. But, you know, Twitter's like blowing up about this right now. And you know, although he might have been there for a little bit, people are just now seeing it. And so that happened today. And I think that, you know, look, I mean, when Chick-fil-A is in danger of going woke, we know that there's a problem in corporate America. I mean, if conservatives don't wake up over that. And I'm not saying that we should like automatically boycott Chick-fil-A as a result of this. I think we have to do some homework on it. But here's the thing. I'm less concerned about a company that I know is a leftist company that has, you know, DEI and ESG and everything else that's, you know, fully integrated into their corporate structure, than I am a company that has been presenting itself as a strong family value conservative company that is sort of sneaking this in. I think that if this is in fact, you know, going the direction that we're concerned about, that I would almost be more in favor of boycotting a company like that than I would just say, you know, any random, you know, Silicon Valley or, you know, kind of Main Street, you know, USA type of company that we already know that's there, you know, because this is Chick-fil-A is a company that should be learning. They're not Budweiser. They're not North Face with this. They should know better and they should know their audience well enough to be able to get into this. Now, what I saw today, they haven't tweeted since like 2022, since last year. So like, I don't even know if they've even seen what's happened today, but Twitter is like ablaze with like boycott threats on Chick-fil-A and everything else that's happening. So that's one bit of news I stumbled into.
Now, and I've heard that this guy has apparently been with the company for a long time, mm-hmm. and you know, being elevated in this position. I think people are just looking at it and going, "Well, if there's going to be DEI at Chick-fil-A, then that's the problem." It's less about the guy. It's less about how long he's been with the company or anything like that. It's about Chick-fil-A has a DEI guy, which means they're going to be, you know, at least tentatively conforming to DEI standards, which is the big concern, because DEI is very, very bad. You and I have gone over DEI many times on the show.
Yes.
and that's the issue. So even Ali Beth Stuckley, who is great. I mean, she's like, this guy's been with the company for like 16 years. He's been in his role since 2021. Yeah. Why is everybody upset now? And yeah, it's, you know, but the internet does this too, right? Pastor Miles, like occasionally something will happen. It'll kind of go under the radar. One or two people will talk about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they have these plugins that recycle old posts. And it's very common with WordPress powered websites. And then what happens is one of those posts gets recycled. And then that story goes viral as a new story when in fact it's actually a couple of years old. So a lot of people are just looking at this and going, whoa, this is brand new. It's not. I mean, the guy's been in the position for a couple of years, but I do remember when they hired him, it being a bit of a story. It's just that everybody's kind of forgot about it. I think that people just wanted to assume that Chick-fil-A was not going to go along with DEI, but they're a big corporate structure, just like anything else. And, you know, I suppose their argument would be everybody has to play by the DEI rules at this point in time. And we have to get away from that.
Yeah. And again, the issue is not diversity. The issue is the equity piece of this and sort of that Marxist substructure that comes with that DEI messaging. Now, is it possible that you could call something DEI and you don't allow it to operate by some sort of Marxist, you know, principles or Marxist substructural? Sure. There's maybe a fantasy world where that is possible, but the reality is that is not how this really happens. And there's always, you know, history shows us there's always mission drift, and these organizations get further and further away from really what they were, the values they were built on, and they kind of get pulled into the fray like everybody else.
And there was a change in leadership and style over at Chick-fil-A. I remember when that happened, you know, they kind of moved away from the Christian formula. And somebody was pointing out that the push into DEI really began last September. So the DEI involvement for Chick-fil-A is brand new. And the fact that this guy is, you know, now talking about DEI is what has everybody kind of upset. Like, oh, Chick-fil-A was like one of the last bastions of hope that a lot of people had. And
it would be like Liberty University falling, you know, which thankfully they haven't, you know, but it's like, it's at that level in corporate America.
Well, and the other thing too, is what I found so interesting about this is it's one thing if you're a company and you can't secure money, you can't secure funding, you can't expand without going into DEI, but Chick-fil-A was still considered, even after the so-called controversies about, you know, the faith of the ownership over there, they were still considered the most beloved food franchise in the country by a wide margin. So it's not like they were struggling or it was hurting them or anything like that. So it, for a lot of people, they're looking at this and they're going, you're not even backed into a corner here. Like, why are you choosing to do this? Because now you're alienating everybody who made you what you are, which is the most pop. I'm not a huge Chick-fil-A fan. That's because I'm not a big chicken fan. But there's no denying that I'm the weirdo, right? Everybody else loves Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Casey's the oddball out. And now you're doing the thing that is, once again, we go back to what we talked about before. When you build your brand on something and it's successful and then you turn your back on your base, that's where you're going to pay as a company. We saw Anheuser-Busch do it. We're seeing Target do it right now. Kohl's is kind of flirting with that right now. And now, you know, Chick-fil-A, I mean, depending on how they implement this thing, they could be flirting with it too.
Yeah. And look, I mean, after a while, you have to just start going like, companies are not this stupid. Marketing directors are not this stupid. They've seen the math on all the losses that are happening. So what that's telling me is that there's some other ancillary benefit that's coming from, you know, kind of following this model.
Right.
You know, these companies are not just purposely going jumping off cliffs. They're doing this for a reason, because they know, although they're going to take a hit, that there's something else they're getting. Now, I don't know what all that is that they're getting on the other side of that, but it's related ESG to DEI, to, you know, CEI stuff. It's all there. And I think that, you know, this is going to keep coming out more and more, would be my suspicion.
Yeah. And so it's,
and I'm with you on the chicken thing too. So we can go to a beef joint any day of the
week. Yeah, man. You've been to the Flipping Cow, right?
I have. Yeah. I love it.
Love Flipping Cow. I was just there yesterday with the girls. So, okay. The other thing I got to ask, man, can we deal with the Dodgers? The Dodgers situation, the reason that this one I think has me more irritated than the other ones is that you've clearly got like an anti-Christian group that the Dodgers were partnering with. So who decided that? I don't know. I guess you're in LA, whatever. But now they've taken their pitcher, who is an avowed Christian. And this, for the record, this may have been his idea. He's like, hey, can we, you know, bring my faith back into this thing and maybe try and fix this? It might have been his idea. I don't know. But he goes out there and he's like, oh, Christian Faith and Family Night is back. And it's like, what? What is going on? And I titled a stream last week that basically said, you know, Christians and parents are they're done playing games. They're over right. this. And it used to be that if you apologized or if you did a make good, people would go along with it. But we are not seeing people on the right go along with it anymore. They're not accepting that. I mean, how do you, as a company, how do you fix this stuff if you do make that mistake?
You know, I think that, you know, I said earlier that companies are not this stupid. I'm not sure in the Dodgers case if that applies, because the
that
way
was pretty dumb.
They handled this, it was really stupid. And so not only are they bringing, and again, this isn't just a general anti-Christian group. This is a anti-Christian group that, if people haven't seen the video, that they have like pole dancer Jesus reenactment.
I would call them a hate
another,
group.
You know, God. Yes. And, you know, twerking on the cross and everything else. I mean, this is, it's grotesque. It's hideous. I mean, offensive to, you know, anybody who holds the Christian faith, and probably offensive to most people who even don't hold the Christian sure. faith. They would still view this as very offensive. So yeah, to then try to do this about faith and say, oh, but we like Christians too. I mean, like, it would be like, you know, think of a company doing, okay, we're going to have, you know, we're going to host a, you know, we're going to host the KKK one night. And then the next night we're going to have, you know, the NAACP, you know, or right. something like that.
Yeah,
like that,
we accept that everybody.
Work, you know? Yeah, that doesn't work. If people would go, what are you doing? You know? And so it's not just a different group. Like, hey, this is this nonprofit this week and then this nonprofit next week. These are ideological. It's not that Christians are ideologically, you know, hateful towards this other group. We're just saying that this other group is ideologically hateful towards us. Why are you allowing that here? Right. And again, if this were flipped around, if it was some, you know, if it was, you know, Westboro Baptist that they were bringing in to start with, and then trying to make it up by having, you know, a pride night the next night, you know, the you know, LGBT community would not go for that. They would call
sure.
them out on the
yeah,
hardcore.
Yeah, they lose their minds. And I would understand
and I
why.
I think that's what's happening. Yep, exactly. So it's just really, it's asinine where we're seeing this, you know, kind of how far it's, you know, escalated. And this pitcher's kind of getting thrown in the middle of this. He's about
I
to
know.
Have a ton of hate mail, you know, all over the place for him.
It is. And I think most people feel for him, but, you know, you never know. I mean, he is a Christian. Maybe he's like, hey, let's fix this. Here's how we fix it. For all I know, he's the one that came up with the idea. I'm not saying that he didn't. I have no evidence that he did, but I could see, you know, somebody saying, let's fix this by doing something nice for the Christian folk. So anyway,
and I could see him just saying, hey, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to stand up for my faith, even though my team's made some stupid decisions. I'm still going to be here and try to be a light. I, you know, whether or not he's thinking about doing PR for the team in that regard.
Right.
You know, he might just be taken as an opportunity. So obviously we don't know that. But yeah, it's a disaster, you know, for their franchise. And, you know, whether or not that actually takes away any fans in L.A., I don't know. But I think it just continues to reinforce what a lot of people think about, you know, professional sports teams and you know, some of what's driving them today.
There you go. Spend your recreational time shooting stuff legally, of course. All right, Pastor Miles, I'll let you get back to waiting in the airport. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to have to talk about a local church when you get back into town.
Hey, look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we got more coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation.